Starts with the Turaway, Northwest London, Thursday, 18th of Shvat, 20th of January, Rav Avrom Hechsher. Gehinnom is not for sale. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Le Nishmas Rabbi Yeshayo ben Rav Avrom Shimshon. Shkoin Lebrocha, whose yahrzeit was on Sunday. Le Nishmas Morasorah Roizabash, Ole Asholem, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow.
Morning. This week's Parsha is Yisroi, and Klal Yisrael Mekabel the Torah, not just Mekabel Aseres Hadibus, but Mekabel Tayag Mitzvahs. But with the Tayag Mitzvahs is the realization and the acceptance that Mitzvahs and Averis are not voluntary, and someone has to suffer the consequences. If he does Averis, he will be punished. And if he does mitzvahs, he will be rewarded. It's one of the fundamentals on the Yugimel Yisoidis, the Ikrei Yisoidis of Yiddishkeit, and Imamim Bebon Shlemo, Shabbo Yisboch, Shema Yigrem El Tov, Leshema Mitzvayso, Vamanish Leiva Mitzvayso, Vabayin Shem will reward people for Shema Mitzvayso, and on the other hand, be manish, punish someone who is Ovei Yitzayinov, if he does Averis, if he or she doesn't do Teshuva. So what we're doing in the 120 years of our life is, first Hashem, we're building ourselves an account of Olam Haba. And if Rahman and son were busy doing our various, we're building ourselves an account in Gehenna. I want to discuss today a little bit, touch on the sugya, whether it's transferable. All my assets are transferable. If I have an asset, I can transfer it, I can sell it, I can give it as a matana. Can I do deals with my Olam Haba?
If you do tshuva, it's all wiped out anyway.
Absolutely, of course. But if you didn't do tshuva, sorry?
Not transferable, it's even better than transferable.
There is one option of doing tshuva. I don't want to do tshuva, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem. But let's say, is there another way out? I'll get rid of my, either Olam Haba, my schar, or can I transfer, can I get rid of my Gehenem? I want to be a focus on Gehenem, but the idea where we find just one place in the Torah. A couple of weeks ago, we learned Parshas, a few weeks ago, Parshas Vayechi, and famously the Pasuk says, Zvulun l'chayf yam mishkein, v'hu l'chayf oni ois v'yachosei al-tzidoin, Yisoch ha-cham o'egoyim. Says Rashi, the Yisoch and Zvulun made a heskin between them. Made some sort of pact between them. Says Rashi, Shehoyo Zvulun oisik be'pakmatia. Zvulun was in the business world, umam tzimos n'shev Yisoch, and he would feed, he would sponsor, he would look after his body, Yisoch, v'heim oiskim b'toyah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant in Parshas of Zayis Abacha, Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisech of Yisach Be'alecha. And the other Yemazeh is called this Yisach Zvulun partnership, where Yisach learns, and Zvulun makes sure he has the gashmis which he needs to survive. How exactly does that work? It seems to be there's a big machlek zachoyim, what happens when they get to Olam Haba. The Haflah, in his introduction to the Sefer Haflah, he says that there's some people who think that by Yisachar agreeing to this pact with Zvulun, and when he comes to Olam Haba, Yisachar is only going to have 50% of his schar. Omnom cholila mechashev kein. Chas v'shalom from thinking that when it comes to Olam Haba, Yisachar is going to get less schar because he allowed Zvulun to help him out financially. V'chiyim ka talmud chacham afinu shor achas b'olam haba v'chol chay ha'olam hazeh. It's straight off in the Mishnah in Ovis that Olam Haba is worth more than Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. Does it make sense to you that a Talmud Chacham would be prepared to be mevatah, to forego, to give up, or even a mashu, even a chelik of his Olam Haba, in order to get financial help by Olam Hazeh? It doesn't make sense that he's prepared to forego and be mevatah a chelik in Olam Haba. So what's Peshat? Says the Haflah Elohainian who Shekol Echad Mekabel Tzchoy Mesholim. When they come to Olam Haba, Yisach is going to get the full schar which he would have got if he wouldn't have come to the agreement with Zvulun. How can it be that I give a chelik to Zvulun and I still have the whole thing myself? Says like a light of a candle. If you light another candle from the first candle, the original candle doesn't in any way get diminished. The light doesn't get reduced. That's what Ruchnius is about. You can give over the Ruchnius without losing any yourself. So when it comes to him, Abbas says, it's true that Yisach will... It's true that Zvulun will have a chelik in Yisachar's Olam Haba, but in no way will Yisachar's chelik be diminished. He says that's pshat in the Ovis. The Gemara in the Ovis says, Ha'omer sheli shelach v'shelach sheli am ba'aretz. Yeah, if someone says, mine is yours and yours is mine, is na'am ba'aretz. If I was writing Mishnah, I'll write this. Someone says, Haim is Shali Shalach, Shalach Shali is partially a fool, he's a tippish, he doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you mean, mine is yours and yours is mine? It says that floor, you know what it means? It means someone who thinks, when it comes to Ilm Abba, he says, listen, in the same way that Shali Shalach, in the same way that the money that I gave, that I had, I gave to you, so too Shalach, your Chalik in Ilm Abba is going to go to Shali, is going to go to me. That's Amoret, he doesn't understand how Ukhnis works. It doesn't work like that, that by you giving me your Chalik in Ilm Abba, you're going to lose out. There's no such thing. Chas v'shalom to think that they're going to lose our chelik and Ilm Abba. That's the shitta of that flaw. And it's very comforting for any Yisachar who's in a Yisachar's willing partnership that he shouldn't think his chelik and Ilm Abba is going to be diminished. However, it's not a davar muskil. It's not across the board. And there are those found in the Rachaim HaKadosh and in the Riyadah Asad. Others to say clearly that they hold that a deal is a deal. And if I'm getting in the same way that by Yisachar taking some of Zvulun's money, Zvulun's bank account in this world gets diminished. Because if he's giving a fixed fee every month to Yisachar, then automatically he's going to have less in the bank. The same is true when it comes to Eilam Abba. And Yisachar will tuck and lose out in his chelik and Eilam Abba by giving a chelik to Zvulun. The Meshachachma says in a couple of lines, there in Pashas Vayechi, where it says, in the bracha to Yisachar, Yisachar HaMagoyim, it's been a bein HaMishma Soim, Mayam Unuf HaKitayv, he saw Limud HaTorah, he's excited about Limud HaTorah, Vayet Shech Mo Lisbil, says Rashi, he bends his shoulders to be Mekabel Loi LaTorah, Vayhi Lemas Oyved, Mas is a tax, he has to pay a tax. Says the Meshach Chachma, what's the tax that he's paying? The tax that he's paying is, for the Zchus of Limud HaTorah, the tax that he has to pay is to be Mevatan for Go, Chedik in Azayim Abba, to give to Zvulun. So it seems to be that itself is a controversial, you know, nukudah amongst the mefarshim, how they understand this deal, this pact between Yisachar and Zvulun. Also, whether it applies only to Limud HaTorah or whether you can do something, whether you can make such a heskim with regard to all mitzvahs is also debatable. It's also sugya bifnei atzma. But al kaponim, that's one place where we see in the Torah the idea of some sort of deal, some sort of transfer when it comes to Olam Haba. So let's talk about. What about Gehenna? In the Chos Machane Chaim, which is 100 plus years ago, Rav in Europe, and he brings us our story. He says there was an Oni Ben Toyo, Maisa Shahoya, went to the Rav, Oni Ben Toyo, there's an Oni, a poor person, and he was going around collecting. And he happened to chance upon a Suddhas Bris. One morning he was collecting, there was a Suddhas Bris, and this Suddhas Bris was one of the Ashirim in town. So he went up to the ocean, he says, you know, it's the Shas HaKoshi, you're making a Bris, it goes to Simcha, maybe you can give me an Adav. So the Oisha looked at him and the Oisha says, I'm happy to give you, but not a chinam, I don't give away my money for nothing. I'll give it to you as a package deal. I'll give you my 10 rubles if you take with it my whole pekel in Gehenna. Lo you there, Moritz Nashay. I know that I haven't been very good and I know that I've accumulated a bank account in Gehenna and I know that one day I'm going to be punished. I don't want to be punished. So you know what? I'll give you the 10 rubles, but together with the 10 rubles, your makabal, every Oinish which I would get in Gehenna, you're going to take with it. Shetikach mimeni is kol ha'shem kol ha tachlis adova. He gave him es asar zuvim umoch alay kol ha'aveirus. He sold him all the aveirus sha'ova me'oide adayim ahu. From my bar mitzvah till today, I don't know how old the fellow was at the time, you're going to get my whole gehenna. Shai, the Oni was poor and, you know, he didn't have a choice. Shtei v'oni hukin b'roishay, the Oni bent his head as a sign of acceptance, and he got his 10 zuvim. He came out, the Oilem heard what was happening, you can imagine what the Oilem were tumbling, what was happening, the Oilem went up to the Oni, who could say Sa'oni Achutz when he came outside, Pogabai Amayim, everyone crowded around him, and they told him, this is Meshiga, how can you do such a thing? You know how many Averis Yenim's done, you know how what a huge bank account he's got in Gehenna. Yom Makabal HaFasar Zorovim, the Oni realized what happened. Miyad Rotz HaLa'ashi, he ran back inside and he said, Tenli HaNefesh HaLachush Tachloch, take it back, and I want my, you can have your Tenli Zorovim back and have back your Gehenna. He said, I'm very sorry, a deal is a deal. A deal is a deal. I'm not prepared to be Chayza. I didn't know what to do. The Oni was Tzibacha, and the Oni was Tzibacha, and the people started being Purish. No one wanted to talk to him, no one to go within his Daladamas. He's accept on himself. Someone was prepared to accept on himself the Aveis again with someone else. And they kept far away from him, and it came to the extent Ki Maoloi Ma'oid, who was very, very bitter. Vigam Hamoin Amarachim Oisai, Vestamei, they hated him, Ayisno Oisai. And Begitza, he didn't use the money, he deposited the money behind Shlish, and the Shali came to the Rav. The Shali came to Machne Chaim. What should I do? Should I use the money? Should I not use the money? Was the sale a good sale? Was the sale not a good sale? That's Mamish our Shaila.
whether someone can sell his Gehenim. It says the Machne Chaim, it's a long Tshuva, but the first couple of lines is Tshuva, he says as a Tshuva, Hadova hu pele, loy shomanu me'oilom, we've never heard of Azazach, Hania kadova hazeb yisol, is there such a thing in Klal Yisol that you can sell your Gehenim? There's no such thing. Uma shehamayni magidim b'shem ha'masho, and the story which people say over B'Shem HaMashah, he doesn't even say what the story is, we'll have to see what the story is. Oh, but the story which people over, which say over B'Shem HaMashah, Mi Yodei Nesh Mamashas, who knows that? Who knows if there's any emes in the story that people say? But before we get to the story, let's understand a little bit. Is it so possible what the Machane Chaim says, that you can't sell your Gehenim? Number one, the first kasha seems to be, that we know that when someone is Nifter, and for the first 12 months after the Petira, the son says, whenever he mentions his father's name, he says, Hareini kaparas mishkovan, which means, I should stand in his place. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Hareini kaparas mishkovai? Says Rashi in Kiddushin, sheyovai olai kol dovar ra haroi lovai al nafshei. Rebbeinu Shlom, if there was any punishment that should come on my father, Hareini kaparas mishkovai, I'm prepared to step into his place, and it should come on me instead. Ad kar divi Rashi. Rashi, the Doris Pshuta Shal Mikta says, that's posh to pshat and Hareini kaparas mishkovai. Whenever his son for the first 12 months says Hareini kaparas mishkovai, he's undertaken himself, he is prepared to be mekabel, any oynish, any ra which should come on his father. What do you mean? Eilam Aisim, we said you can't transfer your Eilam Abo. You can't transfer your Gehenim. Is Machne Chaim himself addresses this question? Machne Chaim says, two pshatim. Either pshat is, that it's hard to say this, but he doesn't really mean what he says. Of course he means what he says. But of course Gehenim is not transferable. What he means is it's a way of Poshut giving cover to your father. That I would theoretically, if it would be possible to step into your place, then I would be prepared to do it. Of course it doesn't work. Your Gehenim is your Gehenim, my Gehenim is my Gehenim. It's an oifen of covered, of showing cover to your father that I would be prepared to do it if it was possible. Even though it's not possible, I'll call upon him covered oiseloya ben va talmid when they say that I would be prepared to do it. And he gives another malach as well. That says the Machane Chaim, it can't mean that you can transfer your Gehenim. It doesn't make sense. And he says, Misvar, if someone has a stain, if someone, Rachmon Islan, has an illness, you can sell the illness. Something which is financial is something which is not about you. It's not about your guf, it's not about your neshama, it's something, it's a possession, and it's a material possession which you own. That is transferable. But in the same way that an illness is non-transferable, so an aveira is a stain on the neshama. That's not transferable, it's not an asset that you have. And Mele says the Machane Chaim, without any rias, without any proof really, he says it's poshut, that there's no way in the world that you can transfer. If you think about what happened after Maaseh Egel, where the Rebbeinu Shem came to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa, and the Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe, you know, I'm going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rebbeinu Shem, don't do that. Rebbeinu Shem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mecheni no mesif v'cha shekosavto. You know what? Don't wipe them out, wipe me out. What do you mean, wipe me out? Whose Gehenim, whose punishment is it? Who did the Aveir? Klal Yisrael or Moshe Rabbeinu? Klal Yisrael did the Aveir. So what, if it's so posh that you can't transfer Aveir, you can't transfer punishments, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean, Mecheni no mesif v'cha shekosavto? Truth is, of course, there's ways out of the kasha. Of the easiest way out of the kasha is that Rebbeinu Shem said, no, no, they did the averis, they're going to suffer the punishment. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu did think that in one way or another it's possible to somehow try and take over the punishment of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem said there's no such thing as Machane Chaim. Think back to the pasha of Toldos, where Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav. And Rivka hears about it, and Rivka says to Yaakov, you know what, you go in and take the brachas instead. Yaakov was scared and said, Ve'evesi olai klol of lei bracha. Yitzchak Avinu, my father's going to realize I'm swindling him. He's not going to give me a bracha, he's going to give me a klol. What does Rivka Avinu answer? Olai kilolos chobani. Meaning, if your father curses you, it shouldn't go on you, it will go on me. What do you mean? If there's a curse which is similar to Gehenna, if there's a curse, if there's a klal on someone, how is that transferable? In fact, the Machane Chaim, L'chaira, if Yitzchak Avinu gives a klal to Yaakov, it should go on Yaakov. But if you look there in the Targum, famously, what does the Targum say on the words, Olai kilolos chobani? You shouldn't translate it, says the Targum, that the klala should be on me. Says the Targum, Olai nema benevua, I have been told benevua that you won't get a klala. Olai, I take a chayas because I've been told benevua you're not going to get a klala. How did the Targum know to translate the pasuk shalai al pi pshutai? Why doesn't the Targum translate the pasuk kipshutai, Olai kilos when I'll take over the klala? How did the Targum know to translate that Olai nema benevua that you're not going to get a klala? Says the Machane Chaim, because the Targum understood that there's no way that you can transfer a klala. If the klala, if Yitzchak Avinu is Mekal al Yaakov, Rivka can't say, I'll step in your place. Therefore, pshat in the pasuk has to be that I've been told benevua you'll never get a klala. So this is all the shit of the Machane Chaim, that it's impossible to transfer your Gehenna. But more than that, and this is the point you said before. You said, I don't understand. The whole thing doesn't make sense. This Osher, who wants to sell his Gehenna, that means he's worried about Gehenna. He's worried about Gehenna, to the extent he wants to get rid of it. If you're worried about Gehenna, there's an easy way out. Do tshuva. You can wipe out your Gehenna without selling it. Do tshuva, and you can get rid of your Gehenna. Once a person is over a bottle of oil, and once he's nifted, it's too late. But Kotzman, you know, Oilam has there, he can still do tshuva. If this Osher was really worried about his Gehenna, he should do tshuva. The kid, so he finishes off, he says, it doesn't make sense. What the Osher said to sell his Gehenna doesn't make sense. What the Oni did, he was prepared for 10 Zehuvim to take Gehenna, also doesn't make sense. He's wrong and he's wrong. Finishes off the Machane Chaim. Ich bin Donnekav Sfus. You know my Donnekav Sfus? Ich bin Donnekav Sfus. They're both drunk when they made the deal. Because it doesn't make sense. It was been by Bissud, actually they had too many Lechaims. So if Dova Kuel Nishma, he says, and he odin Shneim Lekav Sfus, that they thought that they can try to target, and there's no such thing. It's Ad Khan, Divei Machne Chaim, says it's poshut, that even though when it comes to Schein Olam Haba, perhaps Sochan Zvulin, there is perhaps a way of doing it, or not when it comes to Gehenna.
You have to give the money back.
Oh, so what do you do with the money? It says in Machne Chaim, what should you do with the money? V'akesef yicholik l'aniyim. Give it to Tzadok. Be'etzem, he should have given it back. What?
He had Tzar.
Who had Tzar?
The Oni.
Yeah.
So he should be compensated for that. He's not. He had Tzar.
Yeah. He had Tzar because he was drunk. He did something silly when he was drunk. That's his own fault.
Why doesn't the case of money go back? It's a method of toss.
Correct. I think it could well be, like, just looking at the Rav giving an Oynish, a Knas on the Oysha, that you did something, you're talking, you did such a thing that you thought you could send your Oynish, you get him. Number one, it's number one. You don't want to get burning again, and you're happy for Yenim to burn for you. Number two, why are you not doing tshuva? You're right. If it's a mekaf tos, then the money should have gone back. Now, Ma'aseh said there's another tshuva, tshuva in Ma'asham. Now, I noticed that this tshuva was actually written Tesvov Ador, Shushan Purim. So, if this story happened after Yom Kippur, who knows? This is a different story. But he had the same sort of shaila. You write to a before you do have Mendel Schwartz, but what happened in your Kehillah, B'yoyim Tesvav V'ador, Shemocha Echad L'chaveyoy, Kol HaHaveyoy Shaloi, and he gave him 30 rubles. Here it was without a story of a Bissuda, and he goes through all the same raid about Miyasha Chotli Amchenu Mesifri. He talks about the famous Gemara in Shabbos, where Yitzchak Avinu comes to the Reinishim, and he says, listen, if you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, I'm prepared to take some of the Oynish for them. How does that work? But then he throws in an interesting svar. L'chayra, let's say it would work. How does a kinyan always work? How does a sale work? An exchange means, I give you money, and you give me the article which you're selling. There's always a transfer. I give you the money, and you give me the chafis instead. What happens over here? The Oysha is giving to the Oni the 10 zuvim, and he's saying, you can have my 10 zuvim, and with it you get my aveiros. I'm not giving you the tzedakah by itself, I'm giving you the tzedakah with the averus. So there's no transfer, it's not a normal mekach u'mem. It's not a normal kinyan. Normal kinyan means I give you and you give me. I give you the money, you give me the chafetz. Here, I'm giving you the money, and with it I'm giving you my gehenim, and you're not giving me anything. Who says such a kinyan works, bechlal? And now he says who says that's a problem? Fashetzach, normally when it comes to buying a can of Coke, why should I give you the can of Coke if you don't give me the money? Of course there has to be an exchange. Here it works differently. I'm not prepared to give you the money if you don't take my Gehenna with it as well. So who says that's a pircha? Who says we can't make such a kinyan? And it goes into Hilchos Kinyan and whether you can or whether you can't. Obed Ma'asham, he says a chiddush, d'lo ki Machne Chaim, and he takes on, it's not so posh it doesn't work.
And with this, he wants to answer the Gemara which we saw before about Moshe Rabbeinu, Mir Shachotali and Chalim Esifi. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stand in Klal Yisrael's stead, Bifke wanted to stand in Yaakov's stead. And he says like this: we all know that there's a musik from Arvus, from being a guarantor. If someone comes to me and wants to borrow money, I'll say, I'm happy to lend you money if you have an Ored, if you have a guarantor, to guarantee the loan. If the loiver can't pay up, then I can go to the guarantor to pay for me. So in other words, I now have a choice, really, who to claim the money from. Being the malver, I have a choice. Am I going to be tevea, the choiv? Am I going to claim from the loiver, from the borrower, or from the guarantor? And there's different types of arevim, like you know. Sometimes you have to go to the loiver first. Sometimes you can go directly to the guarantor. Says the Ma'asham, that much you can do with Gehenna. You can say, I will be your guarantor. You know what? If the Rebbein Shem wants to punish you, I will be a guarantor. That if the Rebbein Shem wants, he can punish me instead. It's not like I'm standing in your stead, but like when it comes to a normal loan, I can back up your loan, I can be a guarantor to your loan, and then the Malva can choose who he wants to be going for, who he wants to claim from. The same thing is when it comes to Gehenna. Says the Ma'asham, Ubevadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Toyosu. We know the Rebbein Shem keeps his Torah. And if in Torah it says there's a musik of Arvus, then it works here as well. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rebbein Shalom, Mecheni no Mesifuch HaShekosavta, he wasn't trying to say, I'll be instead of Klal Yisrael. It means, I'm prepared to guarantee them. And therefore, if you want, you can take me. If you want, you can punish me instead of them. Says the Rebbein Shem, I understand, very nice of you. But no, I want to go directly to the Leva. I want to go directly to Klal Yisrael. What does Hareini Kaparas Mishkave mean? A person says Hareini Kaparas Mishkave, not that I'm automatically in the stead of my father to take his ownership, to take his gerim, but I'm prepared to be a guarantor. And therefore, if the Rebbeinu wants to claim from me, he can claim from me. Ela bevadai, says the Ma'asham, hadova toli b'rotzna Hashem yispar, im yitzeh ligvis min ha'oiv. If he wants, he can claim from the oiv, and if not, not. Oh, but at the end of the tshuva again, he goes the same as Machne Chaim. He gives a musa drasha both to the Oisha and to the Oni. How can you transfer your... Why should you want to transfer your gain, and why do you need the tshuva, etc., etc. So it seems to be that while the Machne Chaim takes on as a dava poshet, that you can't transfer your gain, the Ma'asham is not so poshet. And he's saying you can't transfer it, but you can make an oid, you can make a guarantor, and then the Rebbein Shem has a choice who he wants to go to. But back to where we started with, because we're running out of time. When the Machne Chaim answers, there's no such thing as transferring your Gehenim, he said, what about the story of the Mashal, everyone says? And he doesn't say which story he's referring to. What was the story of the Mashal? The story of the Mashal was as follows. That there was two shutfim. They used to sell material. To sew clothing and curtains, etc. And they once heard in a nearby shtetl, there was a woman who would be Yerusha, an almana who would be Yerusha, she had yashened. She'd inherited a whole huge stock of materials which she wasn't interested in, and she wants to get rid of the whole thing, you know, for almost next to nothing. So they went over to the next town and they saw it was an unbelievable deal of a lifetime, that they could get so much for such a small price. The one mistake they'd made was they didn't bechlal imagine how much there was, and the little wagon, the horse and wagon they had bought with, wasn't nearly enough to bring it all home. So Reuven said to Shimon, the two shutim, Reuven said, Shimon, you know what, you stay here overnight. I'll go back to our town to bring a bigger horse and bigger wagon. You stay overnight, because if we both go back, then who knows, in the meantime, someone else might come and offer a higher price. You stay overnight, and I'll be back tomorrow with a bigger wagon. The Kachav, Reuven went back, Shimon stayed there with town. Lemaisa, that night, this Goyish woman had all the material. Segvena Maisa from Yosef, and she's Potiphar, and she says, Shechvoy me. And Lemaisa, this person, and I'll give you an even better deal. And Lemaisa's Yitzhar got the better of him, and he was over and away with this Goyish woman. The next day, Reuven comes back. He doesn't know anything what's happened, and they load all the thing up. They load all the material onto the wagon, and they go back. And Reuven is dancing away. He's never been so happy. He's made the deal of a lifetime. But he senses something is up with Shimon. Shimon is not his normal jolly self. He doesn't understand. He's not just made the deal of a lifetime. So he says to Shimon, "What's up?" And Shimon says, "Oh, nothing. It's fine." Reuven says, "Listen, I know you better than that. What's up?" And Shimon says, "Ah." Reuven says, "Listen, something is up, and I need you to tell me what it is." In the end, Shimon spilled the beans, and he told him what happened. I was nitchel. I was over in Aveya, and I can't get over it. And Reuven says, we've just made the deal of our lifetime. You're worried about a little Aveh, you're worried about Gehenim. And Shimon says, you don't know what I've done. And Reuven says, if you're really worried about the Gehenim, I'll take your Gehenim. I need you, you're my shutuf. I need you to be tzufrid, I need you to be happy. I need you to be dancing. I can't enjoy the moment if you're in a sour mood. I'll take your Gehenim. He says, really? He says, yeah. Shimon says, you know, I don't want you to take my Gehenim for nothing. Yeah? You take my Gehenim and the whole deal is yours. This deal which you made, the whole thing is yours. We're not going to go 50-50 on this deal. The whole deal is yours. You can have all the schar, you can have all the material, and you take my Gehenim. And that was the Eskim they made. Shimon, sometime later, I've forgotten who I said was what. The fellow, Reuven was the one who bought it, right? So Reuven was Nifter. Reuven was Nifter. Sometime later, he comes to Shimon in a dream. And he's telling Shimon to a din Torah in Shemayim. He says, they want to punish me for an aveira that I did with a goyish woman. I didn't do anything to assert. And they told me in Shemayim, you bought this aveira, you bought this Gehenim. And I said, I didn't mean it was a joke. You can't transfer Gehenim. So I want to take you to the din Torah in Shemayim. The guy woke up. Shimon wakes up in a sweat. And he doesn't know what's happening. He's showing it's only a dream. It happens a second, a third time. And he's petrified. He goes to his Rebbe Mashal. He goes to Mashal. Mashal tells him. And he tells Mashal the Maisa. Mashal says this, we have to have a din Torah. Oh, but the halacha is that when two people have a din Torah, it's hakoy loylech achar mitzvah. It's the mitzvah, not the one who's claiming, the one who's being claimed against. He can decide which Beis Din to go to. He's claiming you, tell him you're happy to go to Beis Din, but not Beis Din Shalmala, my Beis Din. If he wants to have it, come to din Torah, he can come to my Beis Din. So if he ever comes back to you in a dream, says Mashal, tell him you're happy to make a din Torah, I'll come to my Beis Din. Kachavi comes back, Reuven comes back to Shimon in a dream. Shimon says, listen, I'm happy to go to Beis Din. I'll be in front of Beis Din Shalmata, in front of Beis Din Mashon. They fixed the date for a few weeks' time. The Mashon knew what was going to happen, and he told everyone he wanted to make a Gvald Gekiddush Hashem. The Olim should realize that, you know, this world is not a shpil, it's not a joke. Yesh Shra, Yesh Din, Yesh Dayan. And he told everyone should come to the shul on a certain day. Everyone should be on one half of the shul. One half of the shul should be empty, and there should be a mechitza down from Mizrach to Marav that no one can see on the other side of the mechitza. Shoyim. The shul was packed, everyone realized this is going to be what to write home about. And the Mashal says to Shimon, what's the problem? And he says, listen, Reuven's tavar me to din Torah. He says that, you know, that I should take my Gehenim back and it's not fair, I sold it to him. Says the Mashal, and Reuven, what do you have to say about it? And there's silence. And suddenly from the other side of the mechitza, where no one can see, a voice comes out, a bitter weeping, a bitter crying. And he comes and he says, Mashoi says, I meant it as a joke, I didn't really mean it, and why should I be mekabel the Gehenim for Yenim? He did the Aveir, I didn't do the Aveir, why should I be Safin Shomayim? And then the Mashoi, like a good Dayan, heard both Tainus. Some Saf, at the end, not to cut it short, but the Mashoi said, a deal is a deal, you can't sign on the dotted line and then back down, a deal is a deal, and you sign, you're buying Yenim's Gehenim, you have to suffer the consequences. There's no such thing as backtracking a deal. With hindsight, it wasn't a good deal. There's lots of people who, with hindsight, would like to back out on deals. It doesn't work like that. The Maisa said to Mashal, hey, Yois, Shimon, who did the Aveir, has a little bit of a yad in it, and he's still alive. He should do tshuva, and he should be mispalled, that the Rebbein Shem should be have a chmonis on Reuven, etc. Of the emesis, he says, the emesis, once you've sold it. As if the story is true, then you see the Mashal took on his davar pasha. The deal is deal. You can't sell your oilam. You can't sell your gehenim. And this is what the Machne Chaim meant when the Machne Chaim started his tshuva, when he said that it's pasha that you can't sell your gehenim. And he says, "Umasha hamoyni magidim m'shem Mashal." The story which everyone says in the name of the Mashal. Miyoidei mesh mamoshes bezeh. Who knows if there's emes to the story? People say over it's not a davar muskim. You see, over the Machne Chaim, it's not a new story that came out in 2022. The Machne Chaim knew about it, and even before him, they said over the story of the Mashal. It's printed in all in the Sfarim about the history of the Mashal. Al Gopanim, the best way out is number one to make sure that you don't acquire any Gehenim in the first place, and number two, if you do, Baruch Hashem, Kozma, we're still in this world to do tshuva. And Baruch Hashem, we should all make sure that we hold on to our zchusim, hold on to our oilam havah, not have any Gehenim, Baruch Hashem. And the zchus that we take the mitzvahs and the mitzvahs are very seriously. Then Baruch Hashem, we zeichet what it says in this parash of Yisum Niskulim Kol Amim Yili Kol Oretz.
Ralph, you gave the answer at the end.